breaking news. Concerns about a doctor prescribing dangerously excessive amounts of medication to scores of young mental health patients in Kerry weren't addressed for over 2 years after being reported. A new HSE review has found over 200 children received risky treatment from a doctor working for South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services over a four-year period. Significant harm came to 46 young people, including raised blood pressure and the production of breast milk. Our reporter Barry Lennon has more details for us now. And Barry, you brought some harrowing accounts to listeners from Kerry over the last two evenings on Drive Time over what happened here. But what does the review tell us this morning?
Yeah, so last April, the HSE launched this urgent review in South Kerry after allegations from a whistleblower sparked fears some patients of South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, or CAMHS, were prescribed dangerously excessive amounts of multiple medications. And the concerns pertained, in many cases, to one particular doctor. In some cases, adult doses allegedly given to children. There were also concerns over diagnostic practices, the keeping of medical records, and parents who we've spoken to, who we've heard from on the airwaves over the last few days, have described how their children resulted in self-harm for their children, how their children were flat like zombies due to the inappropriate prescription of medication. Now, this review, it was led by the London-based specialist Dr. Sean Maskey, and he reviewed over 1,330 files of patients in South Kerry CAMHS between July 2016 and April 2021. His 74-page report, just published in the last hour or so, so we're still working through it. But what it does tell us is that of the patients treated by the doctor, 227 children were exposed to risky treatment by this one doctor in particular, and came to significant harm by either sedation, emotional and cognitive blunting, growth disturbance, serious weight changes, and psychological distress as well. The care and treatment of 13 other children by other doctors was also deemed by the review team to be risky, while the review also found, pertaining to the one doctor in particular, that significant harm came to 46 children, and this included raised blood pressure, how they were sleepy during the day, how they put on a lot of weight gain, and also in extreme cases, the production of breast milk. Now, the report concluded that there were no extreme or catastrophic harm caused to children, but it also found several issues around diagnosis, in particular around the diagnosis of ADHD, and how often this diagnosis was made without any check with the child's primary or secondary school, and also checks, normal checks from a doctor, such as pulse, blood pressure, height and weight, that these observations weren't regularly checked or in many cases not recorded properly.
Okay, so the doctor then at the heart of this review, what do we know about this person?
Well, this person, he didn't cooperate with the review, we're told. He wasn't available for interview. However, the review team concludes that they believe the doctor thought that they were helping patients and didn't intend to harm the patients they treated. Reviews of his treatment identified the frequent use of neuroleptic medication or antipsychotics such as the drug risperidone and the unnecessary use of combinations of medications. One case we heard from yesterday, a 7-year-old boy was prescribed four different drugs for ADHD. It also goes on to say in relation to this doctor that he described a feeling that he had to fix patients with medication to prevent suicide, he said. And after he was told to stop in 2018 the frequent use of antipsychotic prescriptions, that it reduced, but it still continued nonetheless as well.
So what do we know about that, that he was asked to stop in 2018? What does that tell us?
Well, ultimately, it tells us the concerns were raised about the doctor in question at that point, but they weren't acted upon, or they failed to go up the food chain, so to speak. So the report goes on to say, say that the consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist supervising the doctor, that he didn't see the problems develop as they occurred through 2017, through 2018. Then 2018, concerns first reported, but no proof was found by the review team that these concerns were addressed after being reported. Now, the timeline continues to the following year, 2019. Remember, this review goes between 2016 and 2021. And in 2019, it said that concerns about prescribing medication were clear and the supervisor at the time advised changes, but didn't insist that those changes happened. So I suppose a tap on the shoulder, if you will, rather than going on to ensure the changes around prescriptions and diagnoses were made. And the review also concludes that if the review had been initiated then in 2019, that problems might have been noticed sooner.
Or even in 2018.
2018,
as we
yes.
See, it was flagged at that point.
But so, even just on the doctor yeah. himself, the review team found that he worked extra hours, that they were observed to be very tired at work, and this issue wasn't addressed either, and that there was no system to check his prescribing of medications or the quality of service of his service by supervisors. And even going on to 2020, it said that the doctor was recommended for other jobs then within the health service, even though there had been clear concerns from over 2 years before then about his practice, and that when a new senior medical manager started in South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services at that point, that the concerns about this doctor weren't handed over to the new manager.
Much is made of the staffing issues at South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, Barry, and how much are those issues viewed as a contributory factor to what happened?
Yeah, the review team found how there was no clinical lead for South Kerry CAMHS for the area, and this was one of the reasons for failing to provide and keep a high quality service. It also says that there was no consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist from 2016 full time for this area as well. And indeed, this morning, there still isn't a full time consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist in South Kerry, even though councillors in Kerry have repeatedly called on the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, to fund one. It goes on to say that not enough attention was paid to the possible risks while this job was vacant. And also, on a more general note around governance, it says that the service in South Kerry, that it hadn't put in place many of the recommendations of the National CAMHS operating procedure of 2015, or indeed operational guidelines from 2019. And these this ultimately meant that they didn't update treatment plans that are shared with patients and families who referred them to CAMHS. And also there were issues with regards to the keeping of medical records, the keeping of medical notes, the operation of the reception desk. It says the reception staff in this period in South Kerry, they didn't know who was coming in for appointments due to poor record keeping. And they said that staff weren't able to quickly know who was working on a particular case. And all that meant was that cases got lost in the system. It's believed over 50 cases here were lost to follow-up, which in layman's terms means children were prescribed combinations of drugs with inadequate review of their treatment. Indeed, one case I was aware of, there wasn't a review of treatment for 18 months, even though the child was on four drugs, including the antipsychotic risperidone.
Okay, we've been going through this report together here on the team before we came to air. And just looking at the executive summary, it's illustrated using images. They look like stock shots. And I think some of them, I mean, looking at it, they just look completely inappropriate. For example, the point is made, the consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist supervising the doctor did not see problems that developed throughout 2017 and 2018. And that's illustrated using a stock image of a man in a suit with his hand on his chin, and there is a thought bubble coming from his head, like a cartoon version of a thought bubble with nothing in it. There are smiling people standing beside charts with ticks on it, and that seems to represent, we're told, the fact that recommendations are being made. I mean, this is hardly appropriate. Has there been any reaction to this?
Yeah, and even rules on looking after case files not being followed properly, three binders with a lock and key and an X in front of it, and a new senior medical manager starting in the service, two men smiling, shaking hands. So perhaps incongruous at best. And look, I've been talking to parents, but let's remind ourselves of what one parent told me on Monday. This is Kate in Kerry.
This is a children's service. These are children that have been affected. These are their lives, the lives of their families. These aren't adults. These weren't people who were able to make decisions for themselves. We, as their advocates, were making the best informed decisions we thought at the time. And now we all have to live with the consequences of that. And that's inherently difficult.
So that's what Kate and Kerry told me on Monday, and talking to Kate and other parents as well, who are just getting this report this morning. They say that they're angry and disappointed with it, that it doesn't reflect some of the concerns they brought up at in-person meetings with the HSC, a series of those meetings in a Killarney hotel back in November. And also they're disappointed. This report, we were told, due to be published this afternoon. They say they're disappointed that has gone live this morning on the website, even though some families haven't received it yet. So they are hearing about it perhaps for the first time this morning. Basically, parents saying they're still not happy and still have concerns over how this is being handled.
Okay, and I just see another one of those images representing the families meeting the HSE. It's a stock image. It's not a real picture, but it shows people smiling, shaking hands with someone meant to represent an official. I don't know why that would be put in there, and I'm sure the parents will have, families will have something to say about that as they get time to digest it. And what's the HSE saying this morning, Barry?
The HSC giving its reaction. And another key point as well, just in the report that we omitted, is that doctors, they held over 100 cases at times in the service. But yes, the HSC reiterating its apology that it has made in recent days to the parents and to the children as well. It has sent out written apologies, or is sending out written apologies to those families across South Kerry, and ultimately saying that it failed to give the adequate standard of care. It also says it is operating an information line this morning for those affected, and that line is 1800 742 800, which is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week, they say. The Health Minister Stephen Donnelly declining to comment until he has full sight of the report.
Okay. This service still doesn't have a permanent full-time clinical lead, is that right?
Still not a full-time consultant psychiatrist. It is staffed 3 days a week from those in Cork, and councillors in Kerry, led by Fianna Fáil's Fionnán Fitzgerald, have been passing motions for the past 14 months to ask the Health Minister to staff this service and to provide a full-time consultant psychiatrist. And the report, it has 35 recommendations in all, and it said from now on that medication for mental illnesses for children should only be started by or with the written agreement of their consultant, of course a registrar at the heart of the controversy here, and the way medication for mental illness and CAMHS is used should be checked every year, and the clinical director for CAMHS should ultimately make sure that all junior doctors are meeting the legal requirements to show they are competent doctors. And that also was another issue raised about the doctor at the heart of this controversy as well, that essentially questions raised about his level of expertise to deal in child psychiatry. But ultimately the review found how the contract for non-hospital consultants doctors, it specifies involvement in education and training, but these requirements are generic and could not be met by any faculty registration on the general division of the Irish Medical Council Register. So no contractual requirement or no support and monitoring to ensure training. So lots of issues on a national scale here as well.
It seems like a fairly basic requirement that the doctors who are working in the CAMHS service should meet the legal requirements to show that they are competent consult doctors, but that's in the recommendations here. This is going to raise questions, no doubt, Barry, for CAM services around the country and for the people who are using those services.
Definitely, and already calls for this review, the scope of it to be extended to North Kerry. The solicitor, the Tralee-based solicitor, Keith Rowles, who is representing over 70 families who have initiated a legal instruction to him, the HSE, perhaps facing a raft of lawsuits on this issue going forward. But he is saying that this review, that an investigation is now needed in North Kerry as well, due to allegations emanating from parents there, families there, about the level of care provided to their young children and the striking similarities as to what has happened in South Kerry regarding the prescription of dangerous doses of medication and misdiagnoses as well.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much for bringing us that update. We will have more on this story throughout the programme. The HSE is operating an information line for those affected. The number is 1800 742 800. That's 1800 742 800. It's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming up next on the programme, Too Easy to Say No. Controversy grows about the new remote working strategy.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.